Nick DiGilio here. Yeah, man, we are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here until 5 a.m., and we're going to hang out with Steve Cochran and the gang after 5, always a highlight of my day. The phone number is 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking video games. You want to jump in here with your favorites, the ones that you're obsessed with now, the ones that you were obsessed with in the past, the ones that you spent the most money on. 312-981-7200. You can send your text to 24720. Sign your name on those texts to 24720 so I can give you credit. You can also check us out on our Facebook page. All right. Video games, most popular games by users and games sold. So King Entertainment, the publisher of the wildly successful mobile game Candy Crush Saga, on Tuesday they filed to go public. Now, I don't know what Candy Crush is. Can someone explain to me what Candy Crush... Do you know what Candy Crush is?
Essentially, it's just a little video game for your app.
Like your iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, your iPhone or your tablet or Android, whatever. But you have to match up the blocks and to eliminate those of the same color nearby. And there are little animals that are caught you have to free.
And they, like, drop down from the sky. Do you play any of that stuff?
I do not. My girlfriend plays that game a lot, but I do not play that one.
Okay. I don't know. I don't play a lot of the games. Ted, or Dan, what about you? Do you play the little Candy Crush?
I have played it. My sister-in-law is pretty far deep into it.
What does that mean? You just get kind of obsessed with it? You play it all the time?
Yeah, I mean, there are levels, I believe, and she's like on a level that's like multiple hundreds. Like it's 235 or something crazy like that.
Wow. King disclosed that 93 million people a day played Candy Crush in December. But activity was down from earlier in the year. Candy Crush is hardly the first insanely popular game to tail off since video games arrived on the scene. It's been a history of boom or bust. All right, if I say 1980, what do you think is the most popular one?
80?
Yeah.
I think that's a little too... Is that Space Invaders?
No, it's Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, okay.
And 1981 was Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay, Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, Ms. Pac-Man. Gross revenue of $7.6 billion adjusted for inflation. By the way, Ms. Pac-Man is better than Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's a better game.
Yes.
We used to play Ms. Pac-Man. The only game that I played with any regularity, as everybody knows who's listened to this show, is Galaga. That's the one game that I'm still great at. All right, 1984.
So 84, is that Super Mario the first?
No. The game that is listed here for 1984, estimated more than 1 billion people have played it. Now, it's mostly this game was hugely, I think it's still very, very popular. I don't think it's the most popularity were in arcade form. I think it was handheld form. For this game.
Handheld?
Yeah. 1984.
Boy.
Yeah. So
what handheld units were out?
I'll just put it to you this way. It's a game that came with almost all the the Nintendo products.
Huh.
Like if you got a Game Boy, it was the game that came with it.
Duck Hunt?
Tetris.
Tetris. That was from 84, huh?
Where the little blocks are falling down.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was
that early either. 1985, what you just said.
That was Super Mario?
Super Mario Brothers.
The first, yeah.
Super 40 Mario million copies sold. So I'm assuming the home video version of
That'd
it.
Be the original NES, yeah.
1991, I don't even know what this is. Sid Meier's Civilization.
That's a PC game, I believe.
10 million copies were sold, including sequels. What is Sid Meier's Civilization? What do you build stuff? Is that the deal? Is it one of those games where you like build buildings or cities or things like that? Is that how it works?
The game's objective is to build an empire to stand the test of time, beginning in 4000 BC and going through modern day.
Wow, man. Sid Meier. Who's Sid Meier? Should I know who Sid Meier is? Spelled the same way that Gary spells his name, too. Sid Meier's Civilization.
Boy, yeah, he is simply just a programmer.
He's just a programmer, so he's got his name on it. Okay. Good old Sid Meier with his Civilization. Wow, 10 million copies sold. Man. All right. What video games have you played that you are obsessed with? Are you currently playing Candy Crush? What other games are you playing on your phone or on your tablet? And what games are you obsessed with? And what happened to all those Farmville games and all those other goofy games that I got invited to play on Facebook all the time, and I need corn for my house or whatever the hell it is? 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. People spend a lot of money on video games, and they have for many years, and we'll run down this story, too. Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower here until 5 o'clock, and that's when Steve Cochran rolls in with his gang, and we'll hang out with them after the 5 o'clock news. Still no rain in downtown Chicago. But I'm looking at the radar screen, and man, it's pretty crazy looking. But Ted, nothing out here. You're looking out the window here.
Yeah, we're about the only part of Chicagoland not getting the rain at the moment. It's northwest Indiana all the way up to the northwest suburbs.
Okay, we'll get full weather coverage coming up right here on WGN. Right now we're having a conversation about video games. And most popular ones by users and games sold. And the current game that seems to be obsessive for everybody is Candy Crush, where they disclosed that 93 million people a day played Candy Crush in December. So we've been going by a few years here and talking about some of the more insanely popular video games. 1980 Pac-Man, 1981 Ms. Pac-Man, 1984 Tetris. Boy, that seems very early, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, it really didn't gain popularity for a couple, at least till 88 or 89.
Yeah. To me, that's a late 80s, early 90s game.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, 1985, 1991, Sid Meier's Civilization. All right, 1993. Care to throw out a title? Maybe you can guess what it was.
Street Fighter?
Doom,
okay. First-person shooter on the PC.
Over 4 million copies sold, including sequels.
Yeah, that was pretty big because that was one of the first games where you were playing it first person. You know, you weren't controlling a guy moving from left to right. It was the perspective of the shooter. You were your own perspective.
Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Terrible. The Rock's in it, too.
There haven't been too many good movies based off video games.
The only movie based on a video game that I like, that I actually really liked was Silent Hill. That was the only one. I thought it was a genuinely creepy movie. I didn't know what the hell was going on. It didn't make a lick of sense, but I thought the movie was really, really cool. Mortal Kombat's fun. The Mortal Kombat movie is ridiculous, and it's kind of fun. I saw that at a drive-in.
We had
a great time watching it. And I never played any of those games. I didn't know what was going on. You know, my friends were with me who all played Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, that's this character and that one, this one, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but this is funny. Al is on WGN. Hi, Al.
Hi. Yeah, just chiming in about video games. I remember when the Xbox system came out, and one of the first games I played was Halo, which, of course, blossomed into, like, a huge franchise of games. And it turned out, all the music and orchestration was, recorded here in Chicago. And I knew one of the guys who is a composer, Mike Salvatore of Salvatore and O'Donnell, and I guess back then he really didn't even know what he was getting himself into. He did short jingles like the Flintstone Kids and all that stuff, and he worked on this project, and of course it blew up into a whole bunch of deals, with I think Bungie was the maker, and he currently is working for Bungie now. I mean, it's really jumped his career. He goes off to these Comic-Con or these video game conventions, and he said he's treated like a rock star because, how popular the game is.
Right.
And, of course, I think before Xbox, he just had stuff like, the Sega Genesis and all. And so when it came out with being able to go online and play with your friends and talk to each other, and it was all pretty huge, and of course with that coming out early on that first system, really jumped in with that whole ability of being able to interact with everybody all across the world, time being as, you know, sci-fi and
right.
cool shooter kind of as it was.
Right.
And, man, talk about being at the right place, right time, with the right career.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true, man. I mean, he's, you know, that took off. Halo was a hugely popular, still really popular game. Al, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I got some texts here to 24-720 that we'll get to in a minute. All right, what about 1996? Ted, what do you think?
Was that the first Resident Evil?
No. Pokemon, Red and Green.
Oh, yeah.
Over 20 million copies sold for Nintendo's Game Boy, Pokemon. And that's still around, right?
No. It's kind of gone the way of Pog.
Did you see the Pokemon movie?
I did not.
I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what the hell was happening. I'm watching that movie. I remember being kind of scared. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the theater going, I don't know. I have no idea who the Pikachu is and what the...
Yeah, I never even saw it active.
I never played the game.
No.
I don't even know. But I did see the movie because I had to review it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know how to review it. Like, I got on the air. I said, I don't know how to review this. I have no idea what happened. So I had some kid call in. I said, you review the movie.
Did the kid like it?
Yeah. Kid loved it. I just was like, I have no idea what's happening here. Freaked me out. All right, 2000.
So 2000, we're probably into Xbox 2. Boy, I don't know what would have been real hit big in 2000.
The Sims.
Yeah, I guess. It's odd what they're highlighting on this list.
Over 150 million copies sold mm-hmm. of The Sims. My God. And don't they let, like, you? Wouldn't you have to, like, you got to feed the people, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to take care of them daily.
Yeah.
And you could buy expansion packs with different, you know, furniture and
right.
accessories.
I remember talking about that when it first kind of hit, we were talking about it on the air. 2001, Grand Theft Auto 3, the first 3D entry in the series, $850 million in sales. And they just had a Grand Theft Auto that just came out.
Yeah, it was a couple few months ago.
Yeah, it was a few months ago because they had the creators mm-hmm. in here with the game.
Yeah, November-ish maybe?
Yeah,
there.
Something like that. No. It was no before that because it was when I was still only doing weekends.
Oh, are you sure? I thought it was.
Yeah. It was it was before I got the gig. It was summer.
Okay.
But we had it was like a preview, though. It didn't come out. I mean, it was like pre-sale stuff.
Yeah, it was a preview. And just to speak to that, during that interview, they broke news that they had hired actual gang member, you know, for
that's right.
material. And we were literally getting our podcast linked, you know, in Australia and Taiwan and Mexico and Japan. You know, people who play the game in those countries were listening that night or listening to the podcast days later to hear about, you know, the new Grand Theft Auto. It was insane. I've never seen anything like
it. It was nuts. I mean, how our podcast blew up on that. And that was, Dan, that was when I was just doing, like, fill-ins before they announced that I got the gig, right?
Yeah, I want to say that it was
like a couple
around
of weeks,
a holiday, too.
It was a couple of weeks before they announced it, right? Probably,
right.
Something like that. But we had those guys in. 2004, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's...
$10 billion in cumulative sales.
Yeah, it was big.
2006, Wii Play. So the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
27 million copies sold. Sales of $1.25 billion.
Yeah, the Play game was the game that came with the Wii.
Yeah.
So it became the most popular video game ever.
Yeah.
But no one wanted it. It was just what came with it. People were buying the Wii, could not care less about the that Play.
I've played Wii.
Yeah.
One of my friends.
I actually have two.
I think it's fun. 2009, Angry Birds. 500 million downloads in its first 2 years for Angry Birds.
And the merchandising on that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, kids, for some reason, just love those characters.
2011, Temple Run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a game where you're essentially, it's mostly for tablets and phones, but you're just running away, and you tilt your phone left or right to make them turn left or right, and just running straight away from the camera.
170 million downloads for the initial version. Wow. 2012, Candy Crush Saga, 93 million daily average users. And then 2013... Flappy Bird.
That's the new one. Was that the one that was taken down? The guy who developed it said, I didn't want this in my life. I didn't realize what an explosion this was going to be.
Is that?
Yeah, he pretty much turned down millions.
sales of $50,000 per day for Flappy Bird.
Yeah, he said, it's ruining my life. I want nothing to do with this, and took it away.
Wow. Nick DiGilio is here. That's me. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the seventh floor of Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Steve Cochran will come in at 5. We'll hang out with him, too. Starting to drizzle a little bit in downtown Chicago now. The pavements look a little bit wet out there, although it doesn't seem to be pouring or anything. But Michigan Avenue seems a little bit wetter than it was 10 to 15 minutes ago. So, it's coming down, and it's a crazy looking bunch of stuff that's passing over us on the radar right now. So, all right, we're talking video games. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Rob says my favorite game is Killer Instinct. You know that one?
I've heard it, never played it.
Most underrated fighting game. They got outshined by Mortal Kombat. Larry says, even though I have a PS3 and a bunch of games at home, all I play is Pac-Man. Tony, recently I've been playing all the Lego games. They're so addictive. Lego Star Wars, Lego Batman, Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Some are good. Some are difficult. Some I don't care for.
Yeah.
And that's one of those games, so you can play two players at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to end up wanting to kill the person you're playing with because they're going to go running off screen when you're trying to focus on something and mess up your cameras. But a lot of the Lego games are fun. Lego Harry Potter and Lego Star Wars I play a lot of.
I didn't quite get all this Lego stuff. I didn't understand the Lego versions of all these things.
Well, at first for the video games, it was a way to put out essentially violent video games without them being violent.
Yeah.
Because you blow apart a little Lego guy and his little parts go flying and it's cute. You do that to a depicted human and it's violent.
Well, I don't know anything about that stuff, but I thought the movie was phenomenal. That's all I know. All I know is that the Lego, I've seen it twice and I love it. 815 area code, Clash of Clans. Minecraft and Sims free play, all very addictive. Megan says, I miss 90s video games. My cousin and I spent a whole summer playing Streets of Rage.
Yeah, I played that one a bunch.
And Golden Axe on Sega.
Oh, Golden Axe.
What was Golden Axe?
So it was you walk left to right, and you're either a warrior or a Valkyrie or a little elf, and you had to kill bad guy. I mean, very typical. Okay. Just walk left to right and deal with the enemies as they came.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog, Megan says. Mario Brothers and Mario Kart. Let's see, 847 area code, Candy Crush and the company that makes them are a bunch of new games that are advertising on television. It's the first time I can recall that ever happening. 815 area
code.
Video
games have been advertised on television for decades.
I guess he's talking about the stuff that you download, like the
Perhaps.
For your apps.
I guess.
Clash of Clans, again, I've played it every day for a year now. 906 says, saying Sid Meier is just a programmer is like saying Bill Gates just dabbled in computers. Sid Meier is currently the director of creative development and design for Firaxis Games. All right. Didn't know that. Great game to movie, Tron. Well, no, it was movie to game.
Yes.
Tron the movie came out before.
I remember the cabinet arcade game for Tron. That was a lot of fun. That was a great coin-op game.
Video game was better than the movie.
It was a great coin-op game.
One of the Madden football games is breaking all the chicken bones to simulate a hard hit, Tom says. And then finally, Mike says, Nick, if you want to laugh your butt off, look at Angry Video Game Nerd. He plays games from our childhood and then gets frustrated.
A lot of the video games, there were some really bad games that just time has forgotten from the 80s. For the Atari 2600, oof.
Yeah.
Awful titles.
Atari 2600, boy, those were the days. All right, Ted, stay dry.
Yeah, we'll try.
Be careful.
See you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. That's Ted Novak. We'll take a quick break. Is Orion on remote? Is that the deal? Okay, Orion is going to be joining us, so we will talk with Orion coming up right after we take this break on 720 WGN.